Okay, we are holding on Mem Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, at the bottom of the Yamud. And Mazel Tov Tari Zigdan, I'm being elected so unanimously as treasurer of Suburban Orthodox. It's beautiful. And that's not my pen, it's his. Okay, so we're holding at the Mishnah, I don't know, about 8 lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Berech HaPeres HaElam Bari Pri Adama, if someone makes a bracha, let's say you had fruits, and you made a bari pri hadama on those fruits. Okay, you took an apple, you made a bari pri hadama on it. Yatza, then you are, that's okay. The Gemara is going to explain why it's good, but yatza, you're okay to be able to eat that by making a bari pri hadama, because the nutrients, even though the apple is growing on the tree, but it's still getting nutrients from the ground. So therefore, by saying bari pri hadama, you're still okay. However, al peros ha'aretz bari pri eitz. But if let's say someone took if someone made on fruits, if someone made on vegetables. The alperos ha'aretz bari pri eitz. Let's say someone made on someone from the ground. If someone made a bari pri eitz, lo yatz, then he's not yatz. So again, let's say someone ate a potato and he made a bari pri eitz on it, then he's not going to be yotzi that because the potato does not grow from a tree; it grows from the ground. Again, the Gemara is going to explain the differences between them. Imamar shahakal b'yinavaro, and if let's valkum imamar shahakal b'yinavaro, if you made a shahakal on any of these things, yatza, then you are going to be good, because shahakal will cover both bari priya eitz and bari priya adam, and the Gemara is going to explain a little bit more about when it works and when it doesn't work. Man tana de ikra ilan arahu. So who is the tana that said that the main focus, the main growth, the main nutrients that are coming from the ground? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. The Tanakh, because we learned in the mission about Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits that a person would take up to Yerushalayim. And we said, so Yavash Shemayim, if let's say while the person had taken his fruits, he grew them in his field, and then he was up in Yerushalayim. And while he was up in Yerushalayim, what happened? So the stream that watered the field dried up, so you were no longer able to grow anything there. Or v'nitzat sa'ilon, or maybe the tree got cut down. The tree that the fruits grew on got cut down. So then maybe v'nikari. So he brings the bikurim, but he's not able to. To read the psukim that he's supposed to read, because Rashi says sheni yacholomar min hadama shenasatli, because you're not able to say from the ground that you gave me, because the ground is no longer in existence. It's no longer able to grow the fruits that it's growing. Maybe he brings it and does the same thing. Reb Yehuda Omer, maybe Bikari. Reb Yehuda says that he's able to bring it, and he does say the pasuk. Why? Because he holds that even though, let's say, the stream is dried up, but the tree itself is something that's able to provide the nutrients for it. So therefore, that's why we hold that it's actually growing from there, that the tree itself is also to provide nutrients for it, and you're going to be able to yotzi, be able to say it. The next part of the Mishnah said, al peres ha'aretz. If let's say someone took, he made a bari priya eitz. So he said that it's not going to be yotze. The Gemara asks pshita. Of course, it's not going to be good. Why would you say that you're able to make a bari priya eitz on something that grew from the ground? The tree had nothing to do with it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lo Nitzchay El Rabbi Yehuda. We need it for Rabbi Yehuda. Damar chita min ilanhi, because he holds that wheat is a type of tree. It's actually holds that it's growing from a type of tree, that it's not just a vegetable. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa. So up until now, if everyone thinks of the story of Adam and Chava, the Gemara is going to talk now about Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava, everyone, they think about what was the story that Chava gave Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and what did she give him to eat? She gave him an apple, right? Absolutely not. There seems to be no basis for that at all, that it was an apple that Chava gave to Adam. So, the Tani, we learned in a brisa. Ilan she'achem imenu Adam Rishon, the tree that Adam and Rishon ate from, Remeir Omer Geffen Haya. He says that it was a grape. It was a grapevine that he was eating from. She'ein l'cha davar she'mevi yilala al ha'aretz eliyayim. Because you don't find something that brings as much crying and sorrow to the world as like grapes do. Why? Where do we see that from? She'nemar v'yesh min ha'yayim v'yishkar. That Noach, when he came out of the table, it says that he drank from the wine and he got drunk. So you see that it's something that causes sorrow. Reb Nechemia Omer Te'ena Haisa, that it was not a grapevine, but that Adam Arishon ate from a fig tree. Shetavar Shenis Kalkala Bo Niskanu, because the thing which they messed up in, that's the very thing that helped to protect them later. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, but Yispura Le'Te'ena, that they were covered then with a fig leaf. That's the famous, you know, you always see pictures of that they were covered with fig leaves. So it was a fig leaf that caused them to sin because he ate from a fig tree. So therefore, it was fig leaves that was able to use them to protect them once they saw that they were naked, so that they were able to use the leaves to cover them up. And here's the part that we need to know. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chita Haisa, that it was was a, the, what kind of tree was it? What was it? The Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge. What was the tree that that Adam ate from? He says chitahai, so it was wheat. She'ein atinok yoreh likros abba ve'ima ad sheyitom tam dagan, that a child is not to say father or mother until it tastes something of wheat. So you see that it must be that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Well, he says therefore it was wheat. But you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that wheat is a type of fruit, meaning in the sense that it grows from a tree. So therefore, the Mishnah which says that if you make a Bari Priya Eitz on a vegetable, it's not going to be good. It's coming to exclude from Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a wheat is a type of Elon. So therefore, he's saying that even so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to do it. So Sakadai Tachamina Hova Am Rabbi Yehuda Chita Min Elon He, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that wheat is a type of tree, Livare Chalei Bari Priya Eitz, you'll be able to make a Bari Priya Eitz on it, and you will be yotzi the bracha that you need to make. Kamash Malan, therefore, the mission tells us that that's not the halacha. That Hecha Livarechina Bari Priya Eitz, when do you make a Bari Priya Eitz? Hecha the Chishaklat Leip Lepere, whenever you're able to pick the fruit. Eisi Legava of a harder topic. And then, after you pick the fruit off, it still is going to regenerate. The next year, you're going to have fruits growing again. So that, like an example for an apple tree. You pick off the apples this season. Next year, you come back and you take the apples again. You're going to be fine. Avol, turning now to Mem Amud Beis. Avol Hecha Dechishaklat Le Lepere Le Silagavya Dehader Mapik. But where you're going to pick the fruit, then it's not going to be able to produce fruit again. Lama Varachin Elaberei Priya Eitz Elaberei Priya Adama. You don't make an Eitz Meyake Adama. And since vegetables, whatever vegetables you're thinking of, including wheat, once you pick the wheat, it's gone, okay? It's got to be replanted again the next year. It's not like it regenerates and it grows again. So therefore, if you have vegetables, you cannot make a Bari Priya Eitz on it. And the Mishnah thought that maybe it would be like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he found that wheat was a type of quote-unquote fruit tree that he was eating from, to be able to make a Bari Priya Eitz on it. So therefore, the Gemara tells us that is not the case. Okay, the next part of the mission said, "Valkulam imamar shahakol." If you made either on fruits or on vegetables, if you made a shahakol, then that's fine. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, chutz min apasu min ayayin. When we said that you can make a shahakol on anything, that is excluding bread and it's excluding wine. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu pasu min ayayin. That no, it even includes that you can make a shahakol on bread or on wine. So, name it katanoy. Let's see that this is machlokes tanoim that we have. Rav pasu Amar, if someone saw a piece of bread and he said, This bread is very good. Blessed is Hashem that created it. Yatzo, so that's good. So notice he did not say, he said, look at this bread that's very good. Blessed is Hashem that made it. So that's enough that you're able to eat from it. Ra to Ein of Amar, the same thing if he saw a fig and he said, that this fig is so nice, blesses Hashem who made it. Yatsa, so then also you're going to be good. That's according to Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that if you don't say the bracha, but you just say that this is very good, it's all fine. Rabbi Yossi Amar, but Rabbi Yossi argues and says, "Kol mishanim imapeyash shetavu chachamim brachos." Anyone that changes the wording of what Chazal had set up for what the bracha is supposed to be, lo yatzi dechavasu, you're not able to fulfill your obligation to make the bracha. So that is the mission that we have. We have again one Tana says you're able to change. You're able to say rub-a-dub grub. Rub-a-dub-dub. Thank you for the grub. Basically, you commit, use your own words to be able to do it. And the other Tana says you're not able to do it. So Nema Rav Huna da Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rav Huna that said that a shahakol is not enough to be able to do for amotzi lechem and for wine, holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're not able to change from the wording that the Chachamim set up. So the Chachamim set up very specifically hamotzi lechem in haaretz, or Bari Priya Gafen. So he holds that you're not able to change from that wording, and you have to use the wording that the Chachamim set up, and therefore you would not be good. Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Krab Man. Rabbi Yochanan said that a shahakol is good enough to be said on bread or on wine. He's going to say that he holds like Rabbi Man that says you could do it. So Gemara says no. Amalach Rav Huna. Ananda the Amri Afiluk Rab Meir. I could even say according to Rab Meir. Ad kan lo kam Rab Meir hasam elahecha de kamida madker shmei de pas. The only time that we say that Rab Meir says that you're able to use it is if you're saying the name, if you're using bread in the bracha. Okay, so he's saying that if you have the word bread is being said, then I'm going to agree that you're able to make that bracha. But if you're not going to name the name of, if you're not going to mention bread at all in the bracha, if you're not going to mention bread in the bracha, then I feel Rav Meir will agree that he didn't fulfill what he had to do. So therefore, shahakon liyebid varo, because it doesn't mention bread, you're not going to be able to use it because it's not enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, and Rabbi Yochanan will say to you, Anada Amri Afilu Rabbi Yossi. I could even say my opinion goes like Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hasam. The Rabbi Yossi only says this halacha elam mishum ka'amar bracha delot kinu rabbanon. Because Rabbi Yossi said, since you made a bracha, you didn't say baruch ata Hashem lokeinu melech olam the way that Chazal set it up. You just said that this bread is so nice, blessed are you Hashem. So in that case, he will say that bracha is not going to be sufficient, and you have to make another bracha. But aval amar shahakol yevid varo the tikkun rabbanon. But if let's say you made a shahakol, so great, it's not hamotzi, it's not bari pri agafen. But Chazal did establish this bracha of shahakol yevid varo. They were the ones that created it. So maybe he will say that if you did say this shahakol, that will be good enough, and you will be able to make a shahakol on wine or on bread, and it will still be good. Afilu Rabbi Yossi Modin, Rabbi Yossi will agree that in that case it's going to be good. That will be good. Binyamin Raya Karach Rift of Amar Binyamin, who was a shepherd, ate a piece of bread, and he said after he finished eating, he said, "Brich Mare the High Pita, blessed is the master of this bread." Amar Rav Yatza, so he was Yotze. So what does that mean that he was Yotze? So we're talking about benching, that he was Yotze to bench when he said that word. And again, he did not say Hazana Salam Kulot. Well, he didn't say the whole bracha. He just said these words that blesses the master of this bread. So Rav says that he does fulfill his obligation. So Gemara asks, so Amar Rav, call bracha she'ein ba haskaras Hashem ain't a bracha. How can you say that he fulfilled his obligation to do benching? He didn't mention Hashem at all. He said brich mare the high pita, blesses the master of this bread. He didn't mention Hashem anywhere. So how could it be that you're going to say that he was Yotze the bracha of benching? The Gemara says the Amar Brich Rachmana Mari Dahai Pizza. So it says the shepherd actually added in the word. He added in the word Rachmana. He added in the word of Hashem when he was saying that. So he says, "Blessed is Hashem, the Master who created this bread." So the Gemara asks, "V'habinyan Shalos Brachos? How can you say that it was Yotze Schiv to bench? You have to have three. Yeah, there's three brachos in benching, and we have four now. Drabanan. So how can you say that it was Yotze Schiv to bench? All he said was five words, you know, blessed is the master who created this bread. What, that's not benching. You have to have three brachos." The Gemara says, "My yotze the kamar of Rav Nami. What is it when Rav says that he was yotze his chiyuv to bench? Yotze yedei bracha rishona. He only was yotze his chiyuv to do the first bracha, but he still has an obligation that he has to say the rest of it." All right, so Gemara says, "My kamashmalan, what is this coming to teach us? Afa gav the armor b'lashon chol, that even though you said it in a lashon chol, you didn't say it in the regular wording of benching. But again, this shepherd said these five words that he made up, that blesses the master who created this bread. Are you saying that even though you just said lashon chol, you didn't use what they set up for benching? We already learned that somewhere. Tinina, we already learned in another mishnah." That these are the things that can be said in any language. Parsha Sota, the parsha that they said for the Sota when they would bring her, which is a woman that was warned by her husband that she should not be secluded with another man, and she did it anyway, so that they would bring her to drink these Sota waters. Vidur Meister, which is the Vidur of the Meister, which was something that the person would bring at the end of the 7-year cycle when he was finishing bringing all the Meisters that he had to bring, so there was a Vidur that he had to say at that time. If someone said Shema, Utfila or Shemona Esrei, Ubirchas Hamazon, or benching. All these things could be said in any language. So we're asking, why was it necessary for Rav to go and say this story from the shepherd that teaches us that you can say the first bracha of benching as long as you say Hashem's name and you're not saying it in the words that they set up? We already learned in another Mishnah that just listed out these things that you don't have to say benching in the specific language that was said, or the Parsha Sota, or Vidur Meister, etc. So what are we learning from it? So when it says, it's true, we still needed it. Sakadai tachamina, because I would have thought, Hani mili da amra b'lashon chol, ki heiket yatekinu rabbanan b'lashon kodesh. The only time that you could say, when this Mishnah says that you could say it, b'lashon chol, meaning not in the words that they said, it means that if you would say, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed art thou. You would literally, you would transliterate the Hebrew word for the English, that's not transliterate, but if you would translate the Hebrew word for another language, okay? Baruch is blessed, Ata is you, Hashem, God. Okay, so then you would say, okay, you could bench in English, as long as you're saying the exact same verbiage that they had set up in Hebrew, but you're going to use it, and you're going to say it in English, the same wording. But if, let's say, you did not bench in the way that the Chazal set up, you did not say, blessed art thou who sustains, etc., etc., so you might think that it's not going to be good. Amalo, I would say in that case, it's not good. Kamash Malan, so therefore, they taught us, Rav says that even if you do like this shepherd, like Binyamin the shepherd did, where he just said these five words, it's still enough as long as you say what you have to say, that he mentioned Hashem, and that's going to be enough what he needs to do. Let's go to the Mishnah. First, I'll just tell you that I remember when I was in Yeshiva, in Eri Yisrael, one Friday night, I ate by Rabbi Kolevsky, my Rebbe. I ate there with my roommate, with a good friend of mine, and he said, Spiro, sing a tune. So I sang Tzur Mishalo, and when I finished, he says to me, according to the Gra, you just benched. Because if you go through Tzur Mishalo, each of the stanzas that are in there correspond to the benching. So the Gra holds that, again, if you don't have the exact wording that was set up, now that was not my intent when I did it to bench, but I still benched afterwards. But anyway, but you do see that the Gra holds that you don't have to have the exact wording that's being said, and it's not the same, and it's not translated the way that it was, but the Gra holds that was considered to be benching. Gufa, okay. So we said, Amar Rav, Kol Bracha Shem Baz, Karas Hashem, and a Bracha. We said before that any Bracha that does not say Hashem's name and is not considered a Bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Bracha Shem Ba Malchus, ain't a Bracha. That if you have any Bracha which also has to say Malchus, it's not enough to say that it says Shem Hashem, but it also has to mention that Hashem is the Melech, that he's the king over everything. So Amar Abaye, Kvasei de Rav Mistavra, it seems to make more sense like Rav that says that you just have to say Karas Hashem, and that you don't have to have malchus also. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, when someone was saying the Bikurim, he would say, Lovarti mitzvosach lo shechachti, that I didn't forget any of the mitzvos that you commanded me, and I didn't forget any of them. So what does that mean? Lovarti milavarechacha, that I did not do an avera by not blessing you, by not giving you a bracha. And I did not forget to say your name. So you see from there that you're supposed to say Shem Hashem when you're making a bracha. But it doesn't say anything about having to declare that Hashem is the Melech, that God's the King. So it would seem that the halacha is more like Rav and not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will say it's not a problem. Tani v'lo shechachti. What does it mean when it says that I did not forget? It says v'lo shechachti milahazkir shimcha umalchuscha love, that I didn't forget to both bless your name and also to recognize that you are the king over us. Okay, we'll stop here at the Mishnah.